Let's call the meeting to order of the HDC Audit Committee. Note the presence of a quorum. First item on the agenda is to approve the minutes of the members' meeting held on March 28, 2019.
No, second.
Any objections? No, thank you. Which follows, here's and let us know the agenda items.
Thank you. We start with the second quarter financial report. Continuing on the strength of the first quarter, you'll see very strong growth in the corporation. We're quite pleased about, and Mary John will go into greater detail about. Then we have the debt report and the investment report, both by Alan. Then Mary Hom will do a report on credit risk exposure, and then she has some amendments to the audit committee charter that we'll seek your approval for, and then she'll continue on with internal audit reports. And then finally, I'll come back to you, ask for your approval of some amendments to the purchasing procedure.
Okay. So, that being said, the first item, Mary, is the second quarter financial.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. I'm pleased to present the corporation's unaudited financial statements for the second quarter of fiscal year 2019. I will provide a brief update of the corporation's financial activities, which summarizes the more detailed information included in the audit committee package. The corporation had total revenues of $338.5 million as of the second quarter of the fiscal year, an increase of $97.5 million, or 40.5% from a year ago. Operating revenues were $268.8 million, an increase of $42.4 million, due to higher interest on loans and fees on loan originations and servicing. The interest on loan increase was largely due to the growth in the mortgage loan portfolio by $1.3 billion from a year ago. Non-operating revenues, which are primarily investment earnings, was $69.7 million, an increase of $55.1 million due to the higher balances of funds under management and higher interest rates. Total operating expenses were $215.2 million, up from $178.4 million a year ago. One interest together with debt issuance costs made up about 93% of the corporation's total operating expenses. As of the end of the second quarter, HDC had issued $101.06 billion in bonds. Bond interest and close to government debt obligation funding loan agreement. New money raised so far this fiscal year was $1.08 billion. The new money raised will be used to fund 50 new senior mortgages with loan commitments of $672.4 million. Two Mishalama preservation loans with commitments of $125 million, as well as the refunding of some series of bonds issued in 2009. The corporation also committed $135.3 million in subsidies from its corporate reserves. Additionally, one subsidy loan was funded from the Saitown repayment, with a balance of $30.7 million remaining to be paid from the city. At the end of the second quarter, HDC total assets were at $20.6 billion, an increase of $1.3 billion, or 6.6% from fiscal year-end 2018. The increase was mainly due to the higher mortgage loan portfolio and the increase in funds under management. Total liabilities were $17.7 billion, an increase of $1.1 billion from fiscal year-end 2018, mainly due to the corporation's bond issuance activities. Net income at the end of the second quarter was $123.3 million, this was up from $60.7 million from a year ago. Net position at the end of the second quarter was at $2.95 billion. This concludes my remarks. I'm happy to take any questions.
Thank you. The only comment is I think we're ready for an IPO. next item on the agenda, the debt report, Ellen.
Okay, thank you. The corporation's debt report is as of April 30th, 2019. The last debt report presented to the audit committee was as of February 28th, 2019. During this time, the corporation issued 8 series of open resolution bonds totaling $475.8 million. The bond redemption, 1 series of open resolution bonds, the amount of $15.9 million, and 2 series of standalone bonds, the amount of $29.5 million. The corporation's debt outstanding as of April 30th, 2019 is approximately $12.3 billion. The corporation's statutory debt capacity stands at $13.5 billion. I would just note that on May 1, then, we did have a call. We called out it was almost $300 million of bonds because we've set up some more funding. So our debt outstanding is close to $12 billion.
Okay. The new budget, include an increase of $13.5 million.
We are separate from the budget process, but yes, we are seeking an increase to $14.5 million. It'll probably be subsumed in what they call the big ugly, where they pass everything that they have to pass. All for one and whatever.
Please continue with the investment report.
Okay. So the Corporation Investment Report is as of May 22nd, 2019, and the funds under management total approximately $5.3 billion. Again, this report reflects routine investment.
Carrying the report on the HTC credit risk exposure.
Thank you. So the report before you is dated April 30th, 2019, and the last report we presented is dated February 28th, 2019. Since that time, we've added one new approved counterparty for repo, Guggenheim Securities, which is a wholly owned subsidiary of Guggenheim Partners, which is a global investment management firm established in 1999. Guggenheim Securities is broker-dealer registered with the SEC, FINRA, and SIPC. Since the last report, there were no rating agency actions of note. Our counterparty exposure remains pretty well diversified, with our largest exposures continuing to be with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Investments rated AA or higher were 47% of total investments versus 50% of the last report, and a weighted average maturity was 1.5 years versus 1.8 years of the last report. Finally, our exposure to liquidity providers was unchanged at approximately $159 million. Any questions?
The counterparties that are not rated, how do you factor that? I think is it a good amount as well?
Right. So if you look at all the not rated entities, you'll notice that, in the detail, you'll see that they're counterparties where we have collateral, the positions are fully collateralized, typically by a Federal Home Loan Bank letter of credit or treasuries and agencies.
The treasuries and agencies are valued daily at 102 to 103.
With the merge, are you also in touch with the DAP?
Which?
Are you talking to him soon now, or
I don't, because we just do the credit.
Yeah. SunTrust, well, BBT and Sun. We deal with SunTrust, but we still have the same coverage from through SunTrust.
Okay. Yeah, they haven't. It hasn't. They're in the process of doing the merger, so we're still working with the SunTrust. But.
Mary, the next item is the approval of the Audit Committee Charter.
Yes. Okay. So before you is a draft of proposed revisions to the Audit Committee Charter, which was last reviewed and approved by the Audit Committee on June 2nd, 2011. The proposed revisions are minor in nature, but I'll highlight them very briefly. On page 2, we are updating the identification of the Chief Audit Executive, which is now currently the Chief Risk Officer, and it had been the VP for Internal Audit. On page 4, and this is a question for the committee, we have a revision regarding the complaints or the forwarding of complaints to the Audit Committee. The draft before you highlights that the complaints will be forwarded from the Chief Audit Executive and received by the Chief Audit Executive, but we're proposing that we add a second person just as a good governance matter. And we are proposing the GC as a second person to receive those complaints, and then they will be forwarded to the Audit Committee. We found that the complaints were coming in through our email and was getting a lot of spam in that, and we didn't want to burden the Audit Committee with those emails. So that is a change we're proposing. And then on page 5, we have combined the Code of Ethics and the Conflicts of Interest Review. They had been two separate reviews under the Audit Committee Charter, and we just thought it would consolidate and make it just one review every year. So if there are no questions, your approval of these revisions to the Audit Committee Charter is requested at this time.
I just have one reported question. I feel like I should know. Does the HDC General Counsel report to the board or to Eric?
To the President's office.
Got it.
A minor question, the audit part of rotation, is 5 years the norm or is it three?
It's typically five, I think.
Yeah, the managing partner changes every 4 years.
4 years.
Yeah, and that we've been doing. And actually, the RFP for the auditors will be up next year. We'll be putting one out in the summer.
Okay.
Yeah, I
just
need a motion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? There being none, motion passed. Okay, now the internal audit report.
Thank you. So before you, since the last meeting, we've completed three audits. First, we'll go through just briefly the 2018 employee expenses audit. The objective there was to evaluate the effectiveness of internal controls over employee expense reimbursements and other related expenses, and to evaluate and test compliance with corporations' policies and procedures related to employee and other related expenses. We determined that management has effective controls in place to ensure employee reimbursement and vendor payments are properly authorized, appropriate, and accurately reported. We noted no matters involving internal controls that were considered material. The second audit was the 2018 petty cash audit. The objective there was to determine whether adequate internal controls exist to ensure that the cash asset was safeguarded and maintained. Petty cash disbursements were in compliance with corporations' policies and procedures, and the interest fund was properly authorized, processed, and reconciled. We found the corporation's guidelines to be effective and found no matters involving internal controls and its operation that were considered to be material. The third and final audit was the 2018 President's Office Expenses Audit. The objective there was to determine the accuracy of the President's Office expenses reported in the financials and ensure they are accurately reported in the general ledger, and to determine whether the expenses classified under the President's Office adhere to the applicable policies and procedures for employee expense reimbursement. We noted no matters involving internal controls and its operation that we considered material weaknesses. We found the corporation's guidelines were effective and that the President's Office expenses were generally processed with supporting documentation and reported according to the policies in the HDC Employee Handbook and the 2003 MOU between HDC and DR. Finally, I just thought I'd give you an update on the audit plan. With the reporting of these three audits today, we've completed the 2018 audit plan. We are currently working in earnest on the 2019 plan and hope to complete that plan on time. I'd like to recognize the internal audit team in keeping the plan moving forward, despite the lack of headcount for a few months, most especially the efforts of our internal auditor, Patrick Ogoke, who is our only auditor for that period of time. That concludes my report.
Any questions? Okay. Approval of purchasing procedures, right?
Thank you. Pursuant to the public authorities law, the corporation is required to have the members annually review and approve the procurement guidelines of the corporation. After approval, the guidelines are submitted to the Office of the State Controller through the PARIS system. There are a few updates that we're requesting. One is a minor change that relates to MIS purchases over $7,500, and one also recognizes some organizational changes within the corporation. The IT department now reports to the chief operating officer, no longer reports to the senior vice president of administration. And so the purchases of over $7,500 will now be done by the senior vice president for asset management instead of the senior vice president of administration. Those are our changes. If there aren't any questions, request a motion to approve the purchasing guidelines.
Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second. Any objection? Motion passed. Any other business? There being no other business, I'd like to call for a motion to adjourn the meeting.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried.